Hi guys, now we have directors of Cube Lilo. Hi Nitish.
Hi man.
Hi JJ. How are you?
Fine.
Okay. Why are you guys are wearing the same shoes and do you have a uniform?
Yeah.
So all the employees, like we have the same clothes or like you have a director code?
It was an employee until we were two of us now and then we had more people so we discontinued this uniform.
Now only you are wearing it. Like as a memory.
Yeah.
How many employees you have?
25.
Oh, is it hard to manage 25 people?
Slightly, at times.
Alright. Where is the cube name Cube Lilo came from? It's very desi, you know.
Back in college, when we were about to start Cube Lilo, so we came up with different names as in Cube Hub, Paradise, Heaven, and lots of other names. I googled and I worked it for at least I think a week. And then some friend of mine came to my room and said, "Lele pe bech lena ya whatever, cube lelo, alu lelo type shit." And then I literally asked him to fuck off. He went away. And then a couple of days later, I realized it was a nice name and a catchy name, and that is what I am actually doing. So I kept that.
Earlier, all of us used to think like it's a sophisticated name, you know?
It's a
sophisticated name, Cube Lilo or something like that. But once you realize, oh, it's Cube Lilo, proper desi name. It's very sticky actually.
Yeah, it's very difficult. As in, difficult for someone, as in someone not in, who is not in India, they pronounce it like Cube Lilo.
But so it's a basic Hindi name.
You could have used a Hindi, like Hindi font. Cube Lilo.
But when you are into a domain, it's usually an alphabet like www.cubelilo.com.
So how did Cube Lilo started?
So what happened? We were basically coaching friend. Then in third year, I went to his college. As in, I was doing internship. I used to visit his college during weekends. So we started cubing together. And after I came back to my college, and then somehow started selling in eBay, and he got one or two orders. He didn't have any cube this batch. So that's how we started Cube Lilo.
We started drop shipping, and then whatever orders we used to get, we used to give it to a third party, and then they used to fulfill the orders. And then with time, we had our own stock and then our own website.
So was it like you were just experimenting with stuff, was it a plan, or you were like a beta testing something for you, like selling out on eBay?
It was just as in
it's a necessity, basically.
Necessity, yeah.
Because we wanted more puzzles for ourselves.
Okay.
And we were into college, so we were ashamed of asking our dads and parents ki khilona lena hai, toy lena hai. Being into final semester, sitting working or working for placements or and then studying for IAS exam, etc. It was really difficult for me to ask my parents some money for just for puzzles. So I just wanted more puzzles for myself, so I started.
And have you ever like thought, was it like from the beginning that you want to make it a proper organization?
Not really, like that, but with time we realized. I think at least after 3-4 months we realized we could do good.
And there's a potential.
Yeah, but still we were not sure, so we worked for different companies. And then we later took a risk of leaving that job and then again starting this thing.
Do you like have still that moments of doubts?
Not now.
Okay. How do you dealt with the doubts? Like when you're starting the idea, it's very, you know, doubtful whether it will work or not. You guys left your job, right?
Yeah, but we were in college and then we started making profit.
Okay.
But not much. But we realized because I had one fear that I might not go into comfort zone. So just to not go into comfort zone, I thought let's leave the job and then try this thing, because after a couple of years working with some different company, I might not be able to take that risk, which I was able to take that time.
And how did your parents perceive it when you left your job?
They were not happy.
Sad. My mom was not happy, my dad was very happy. So it was mixed.
And yours?
Yeah, they were not happy at the start, but we told that we'll be getting a similar kind of money out of it as well. So later on, as in,
They are happy now.
Yeah, they are happy now.
Yeah, basically we were also happy doing such a thing rather than working for some different thing. We just left our jobs and then continued.
How do you feel about the community, like, and how it has been evolved from the past 6-7 years from the time when you guys started out?
So when my first comp was Indian Nationals 15.
I
think 14.
Okay.
It was my first ever comp and it was national, but I didn't realize that it's national.
Okay.
And then eventually we sponsored lots of comms, and then we saw that community is growing day by day, but at a very steady pace. Not much. We knew good cubers, and then after every comp we used to find those are gone and some new people come in. So slowly, slowly the crowd started growing, and then there was a phase wherein there were lots of competitions because it's a very niche segment. When you go into toys and puzzles, it's a very niche segment, and also there are lots of different challenges that students or cubers face. For example, if they are into cubing for 7th, 8th, 9th standard, if their parents would automatically tell them 10th, you are in 10th boards now, you quit cubing or focus on your studies. So they leave it for at least for a couple of years. And then that is how, because there is no popularity or no incentive as such. If you are a very good cuber, you are only known to the community. And nobody else knows you. So in order to get some kind of limelight, we organize such comps, but it's really really hard to get sponsorships. And then they don't get any money out of it. At least the basic expense that they might incur when they are in college or when they are in school. So these cubes are little expensive, I may say. And then if you have to participate for a comp in Mumbai or different place, there is a certain amount of money that goes into it. A basic stand. I am not asking for a 5-star hotel or a
5-star. Yeah, traveling, basic food.
Traveling, basic food, stay. So that kind of expense also, if that kind of expense is already covered, if you are winning the comp, that is one kind of incentive. So they spend money, they come to a competition, they participate, they win, but they take home a medal, a certificate, or some kind of gift that they might give. But the basic thing that is necessary is a slight cash.
There is some cash incentive
as well as some media attention.
Media, whatever,
because
some
as
kind
of.
Now,
cubers are winning the competition and all, but they are not getting any media attention. If their name comes out in newspaper or in a TV channel, they'll get more motivated, and it will be better for a cubing community, I think.
If somebody appreciates their winning, if you are into a college and then tum bologe ki I was a national player in a cricket team or in a champion, that's
such
a good thing.
Such
cubing mein maine
like
NR banaya, but nobody recognizes you. So comp ko utna publicity milega, to sponsorship bhi milega. Overall, it's a thing that is a paradox. उसके बाहर निकलना ही पड़ेगा
बट आई थिंक देयर इज अ पैराडॉक्स इफ आई इंडिविजुअली मेट अ पर्सन ओ तुम ये कर लेते हो तुम ये कर लेते हो दे आर वेरी फैसिनेटेड बट व्हेन वी सी एज अ ग्रुप एज अ सोसाइटी वी आर नॉट गेटिंग दैट रिकॉग्निशन
एंड ये जो चीज है इट्स विद इन कम्युनिटी ओनली विद इन कम्युनिटी एवरीबॉडी नोस ही इज गुड एंड ही इज गुड एंड एवरीवन बट आउटसाइड कम्युनिटी नोबडी नोस हाउ दे आर गुड एंड हाउ विल दे आर डूइंग एज रिस्पेक्ट टू द अदर कंट्रीज एंड ऑल So that is the thing, as in we have to make this thing out of that community and let other people know that this is a really good thing that's happening there. And
usually I met two kind of people, like to be very honest, ye to ho hi nahi sakta solve. Ek to is tarah ke log hain and other is ek do second formula hai iske to formula hai na iska koi formula hai na I guess there are only two extremists exist when it comes to Rubik's. At least I have met most of the extremists. They're like तुम फॉर्मूला होगा कर लिया होगा ये तो हो ही नहीं सकता तुम जादूगर हो वन साइड कि तुम जादूगर हो आई मीन दिस वेरी यू नो आई डोंट नो व्हाट इज द वर्ड लाइक देयर आर सो मेनी मिसकंसेप्शंस अबाउट दिस
द बिगेस्ट वन इज
इट कैन नॉट बी सॉल्व और इफ इट कैन बी सॉल्व इज देयर आर ओनली मेथड लाइक वन मेथड लाइक यू डू इट्स सॉल्व यू नो देयर आर वेरी सो आर यू ट्राइंग टू फेस कोप दैट आल्सो डू यू फेस लाइक वर्किंग
या वी डू फेस एंड देन जस्ट टू अवॉइड दोस आई मीन टू correct those misconceptions, we think we should start from grassroots level, i.e. by going to schools and then making the kids aware about it. So if a kid is aware, at least his family will be aware and then his relatives will be aware. So if some kid is very good at anything, their parents will themselves advertise it. Mera beta dance karta hai, acha ye karta hai, mera acha cube karta hai beta, to at least ek bande ke jo 50 relatives honge wo to janenge. So if you go into a school wherein 1000 people are there, at least 50,000 logon ko pata to chalega. So I think if we go into school level, into academics, it will be much popularized.
So you are going to schools?
Yeah,
we are trying to go, but it's not that easy. Because in Raipur, they do not accept this kind of things very easily. It takes a lot of effort and it's not that easy.
It's very hard to penetrate that mentality.
Yeah, there is a large scope for meaningful toys. if we are into 21st century, and then there are parents who are themselves very much educated, and then they feel that there is some benefit out of cubing, they will at least want their kid to do it.
And we can also win, like, there's a factor among teenagers, like for my family also, they're like very small kids and they are very hooked up on phone, social media.
Exactly.
And we know it's wrong. Everybody knows it's wrong. But they are not able to like change it because they don't have any other option. So if you have to break a bad habit, you need a good one. So probably a Rubik's Cube, bringing cubing into their life can break that also.
And also you might have seen people getting very much addicted to cubing as well.
Exactly.
So it's a good addiction, I mean.
That's why I was talking to Abhijit and he said like, I'm obsessed with it, cubing, and my parents thought it is wrong. But eventually they realized the direction is right. So this obsession turned out to be a good thing. Right? Okay, and what about like, where do you see in like probably you guys are working on the grassroots and there are many delegates coming, more competitions are being held, everyone is trying their part, you know, more and more competition, more and more happening, Red Bull is also in the market. So where do you see and where do you want to see cubing in the like next decade or probably in 5 years down the line?
As of now, when I see the cubing is not growing as I would have wanted it to grow, if you see the number of competitions, it's decreasing as compared to last 1 or 2 years.
Really?
In India, yeah, really.
Okay.
So the big reason is as in nobody wants to organize a competition. But it's take a lot of effort and it's getting a venue is difficult, right? And getting volunteer for the event is difficult. And and nobody wants to organize a competition. They just want to participate in the competition. So that's why we have to actually motivate the people, motivate the cuber to volunteer to organize a competition. Then only we'll have more number of competitions, and then only we can grow cubing community.
What do you think about it?
There are a set of people who were into organizing competitions, for example, be it Capital Cubing or be it a group from Mumbai or Pune. So once they stop doing it, nobody takes up their work. So they can do it for a period of time, jab tak they are into college or they are working somewhere. Once they get relocated or they move out of the school or their colleges, nobody else takes their position. And then eventually the system stops. Likewise, we organize competitions in Pune. And I think we organize 3 of them. And then after that, I hardly see any competition going there. And then in those 3 competitions, we were able to gather a crowd of more than 100, 200 people. So there were lots of cubers in the city. There are lots of people who want to participate, but there are no competitions being organized.
There has to be someone who should be taking responsibility after, as in we had 3 competitions in Pune.
But people will really organize competitions once the event is popularized. There might be somebody who might take up the responsibility.
Yeah,
to
again,
the
paradox
thing,
right?
Mm.
It's again moving.
It's a loop, like
everything. Yeah. Be it participation, be it organizing. So if you have funds, you can organize very easily, right? Mm. If you have extra funds, you can also go up to event management and different companies, and they might do the all sorts of work. Mm. But this being a very niche segment, people don't organize.
So Red Bull coming to the market. Do you think that will change the game? Red Bull has a lot
to
of
an
money.
Extent,
Red Bull has a lot of money and they are investing it. They are trying to fix all the loops.
Exactly.
So do you think that will change the game?
But to an extent, they are only into 3x3 and then different modes of
3x3. There is an age criteria.
The major part is the age criteria.
What is the age criteria? The person who can drink Red Bull.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the 80% of the community is of an age group that is less than 16 years old.
Okay.
So that is the biggest drawback. Being a MNC, Red Bull cannot organize a competition where in less than 16 years people are.
There's no possibility they can do it.
No.
Okay, that's a major drawback. That since we want young people, they have the most of.
Because of their product, they have some kind of compliances on world level. So there are restrictions in other countries. So they're organizing events in different countries. So the age group is same for.
But if there was no age restriction, that would have like.
That would have a really.
Yeah, but they cannot promote their product because.
They want to. It's then another is a loop.
Yeah.
You have if you want to promote your product.
Somebody is there in the market, but they cannot.
They can exactly. All right, and. You guys recently visited China and visited all the factories, the Moyu and everything. How was the experience, and what was it like to really see the manufacturing? I'm seeing a queue here, right? If I'm a speed cuber, I probably know the screws and all that. Otherwise, I don't know anything how it is produced. And I cannot even imagine what it takes. You guys visited the factory. So what it takes and how does it felt like? What exactly what is there? What were your expectations and what did it turn out?
So we didn't, as in, we visited there and we thought it will be a small factory, not big factory, right? But when we visited Mohi factory, it was a huge factory, as in, around thousands of people were working there, and all the machines were, machine were producing the pieces and all, lots of pieces and all. It was a big, as in, it was beyond our imagination, I would say.
What was your experience other than the food? Tell us the story of the food.
Yeah, being a Jain.
You have two Jain in your name, right? Yeah. Jain, Andra Jain, right?
But I'm somebody who loves food but strictly vegetarian one. So it was really difficult for me to survive those 8 days. Considering my tonsillitis, I was not well when I went to China. Overall, at last, it was all well, that ends well kind of situation. I survived on Maggi, and fruits. Basically.
And how was the business aspect, the factory?
One thing that we realized is that what we are selling is very small part of what they are producing.
Really?
Okay. So if they are producing thousands of pieces, we might be selling only one out of it. So there is a very big market out of it, and then India is a very small community for them. They might also consider not selling in India because if there is some compliances changes in India, they might feel okay, नहीं है इंडिया में नहीं बेचेंगे चलेगा.
क्योंकि उनके पास market है.
The community is very big. They might also fight to sell in India.
Indian community is really growing, but with respect to the population, it has that growth is not that much as it would have been. It should be.
Okay, I have a rapid fire question for all, both of you, one by one. We start with you. What is your best competition ever? 17. Worst competition.
18. Yes.
I'm actually tired of listening the same answer from the morning. WCA versus Red Bull.
WCA.
Okay. Best delegate. That's a hard one. Okay. And what is the proudest moment as a cuber? As a cuber, not as a part of the cube Lilo, so as a cuber, as a participant.
When I won 4x4. First year in Vancouver.
Oh.
That was the first time I won gold.
Okay. Coming to you, Red Bull versus WC. Best competition.
2007.
Worst competition.
I don't remember the name, but it was in Bangalore. 2018, I guess.
Okay, best delegate.
Monday.
Proudest moment as a cuber.
When I got a 10-second single, but it was eventually a plus two.
That was the proudest moment.
Yeah, because I realized it long back that I might never be able to cross a barrier of like 10-12 seconds, at max 12 seconds. And then it was a full step solve, it was not a skip. So, had it been a OLL or PLL skip, I wouldn't have been happy. So, I got a 10-point.
You didn't got lucky.
Yeah. So, I didn't got lucky and then I was able to do it fast. And then I realized that I think my reflexes are a bit slow now, but still, if I practice, I can do better. So, things turned after that, but still, I hardly manage time for solving and cubing. So,
there's a lot of stuff happening.
But still, if there is a competition, I go or sponsor, but I participate. Whatever be the reason, I participate.
Okay, so I just want your message. As a part of the member, as a part of your director of the Cube Lilo, participant and everyone, like your message to the cubers and to the parents also, since they are like all together. If you want to convince like students, you have, or the like participants, you have to convince their parents, and it's like vice versa. If you want to convince parents, you have to convince the participants. So what is your message individually, like your message about cubing and everything?
For cubers, I would say that you don't have to compete with others. You have to compete with you yourself. You have to make your personal best better and better. And again, yeah, as in just you're competing with yourself. You're not competing with others. And for parents, I think it's better if your child is engaging with as in cubes and all puzzles rather than spending his time in internet or in mobile on. So, because this will basically the puzzles will enhance the analytical ability of the child, and
at least it won't destroy like the social media
right,
is doing.
Right, yeah.
The child brain is not developed enough to handle that kind of, you know, stimulus.
Right.
at least Rubik's Cube is a much, much better way.
Yeah.
And what is your message?
I feel if every cuber in the community feels like he want to improve or the event to be popularized, as a community, everybody has to come forward and then market or publicize themselves. Because being into a company that is into selling cubes, there's a limitation that we have. And then we, be it funds or be it whatever, we can market to an extent. But until unless the community themselves don't advertise themselves, the community is not going to grow at a rapid pace. So I feel everybody, for example, there's a guy in a school, until unless he doesn't, if he is cubing in his home, if he's not teaching others is also one kind of advertisement.
Spreading the message.
Yeah. If they spread, if everybody in the community at least teaches at least one of them, the community will be doubled, right? Exactly. So if you want the community to grow at a rapid pace, everybody has to come forward and then teach them, because there is a knack of solving puzzles ability that is there in the kid. But willingness to teach others is one thing. So there are people who know how to do it, but they would not tell others. There is a kind of mindset that, but I have not seen in cubing, but it's an open platform. If you ask Vijay Kishore or Bhargav, I want to learn this thing, he would be more than happy.
Learned solving cloth from you today only.
So I'm happy.
Exactly.
So just by communicating and then being in touch with such things, but again it comes down to they meet only when there is a competition organized, and then it's again a loop, I would say. So at least spread the message that it's a good thing. For example, if there is a PUBG game, everybody knows about it, right?
We are
whether it is good or not. So people like it, and then they spread a message, and then they say ki tum bhi khelo, saath mein khelenge. So similarly, such a sport can also be publicized or advertised.
Earlier there used to be as in cubing meet in the city, like in Mumbai, Delhi, when I used to cube as in 2013-14. Now that's not happening as of now. So that has stopped. So I think
I would feel people, whatever people are expecting, be it sponsorship, be it cash prize, everything will start falling in place once they do it. So only message for parents and cubers would be, they need to publicize whatever they are doing. Be it by sharing of social media posts, or be it by teaching
every
others.
Every factor matters. So what?
It's a very small change. At least teach one of them. So if you teach one of them and ask them to teach somebody else. So eventually it will be a nuclear fission kind of thing wherein it will spread.
Okay, what are your goals for Cube Lelo?
It's a very difficult question.
I know it's difficult and generic too. Still, a vague answer.
That's something that we ask ourselves every day, I feel. But it keeps on changing day by day.
Okay, I have a different question. What are the 3 lessons you learned being the leader of like Cube Lelo and starting it every day? I know it looks cube to bech rahe ho, but I know what it takes to start a company. 3 lessons. I'll end here.
So one lesson I learned is as in you can't expect things to go as in exponentially. It has to be as in if you are growing slowly, then only as in you are making substantial as in growth. But if you if you want to grow exponentially, it's not possible as in with the.
You'll come exponentially.
Yeah, you'll come down exponentially. Yeah.
Yeah, overnight success is something that doesn't come overnight. That is what.
That goes overnight also. If the success come overnight, you think. That will go overnight.
But overnight success is nothing. It's a long period of time, and then suddenly you have one overnight wherein you get a success. So that is the only overnight success.
Lots of efforts are there.
It's really difficult because managing people, managing your life, and because everybody has expectations, right? So just keep your expectations simple and you will be happy. That is what I realized.
Any other lesson? To the entrepreneurs, you can talk about as an entrepreneur aspect.
So, at least I would want not to repeat mistakes that we have done, and also I make sure if there is somebody I know, or somebody if or she comes up to me and then asks, "Kaise karna hai?" I would tell him or her, ki, at least don't do such things, because I've already done and I would never repeat the same things if I were you. So, also there are lots of things I feel that you would have done 4 saal pehle, isko aise kar dena tha. Wo aata hai. And then, but it's never too late. Whenever you started. It's never too late, and then there are lots of times we are really worried ki ab kya hoga, aisa situation aata hai, people leaving us,
everything, every day.
The day when
we learned that hiring has to go year on, that is every month, every week we have to take into account interviews. We every week we take interviews, at least 4-5.
That's what I do.
Yeah. So it's a daily BAU now. It's a business as usual. Ki subah jana hai office mein.
Ek interview to lena hi hai.
Because if you want to grow, we want people to join us, no? So slowly and slowly, we would want to grow up our team and then do lots of things.
Okay, I just want to end like telling my opinion about Cube Lelo. So when I was cubing, I got into cubing in 2013. Actually, in 2011, I attended my first from Delhi Open 2013. It was way too difficult to get me a cube. And guys were trying very hard, but there were systems that UB has to do NEFT and all that stuff, Akshara, and it was a long process, you know, and I have to think a lot, okay, so I'm like funding, like saving money, yeah, I'll order it together, since it will take a long process, so ek bar sab kuch ikattha karke, jo bhi mangana ek hi bar manga lo, right? And there are other cube stores that have come along the journey, but everyone was doing it as a part-time, and there's a limit when you're doing it a part-time, no. But you guys are doing it like full time. I have known you for like years now, and I visited your office for the first time, and I've been for 2 days, and this is a very honest opinion. I really love the way you guys are involving. You guys are like the JJ's all today taught me clock. It was amazing. And I didn't expect him to be that kind of open, since he is like very busy handling all that stuff. Interview series is happening, events is happening, companies all already going, you know, Amazon is calling, everything is happening, but you guys are still willing and go that extra mile. I like that the involvement, and we all have that kind of factor, that spark. We have seen in Vijay Ki Show, I've met with all of the people, they have kind of involvement in all of it, and you guys are doing it full time with a team of 25, I met everyone. And you guys are doing a fabulous job. And I think like this is that kind of involvement was missing. And eventually we're getting there. So I want to thank you as a personal, you know, as a part of the community. I don't compete, but I'm sticking it. I'm sticking here, you can see. So really thank you for solving the problems I faced when I was starting out. I wish I had Cube Lelo at my time, probably I haven't quitted competing. All the best, man. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks.